For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center left 4 people dead and 3 others were wounded. The suspect is identified as Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore.
Our suspect is a lone female suspect, age 26, who had a last known address in Baltimore County. She has died at the hospital from a fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We do not at this time have a motive for this senseless crime in the investigation. Again, even though we're hours into this, it's still early in the investigation of this size and scope.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollins.
We know there are things that we can do to reduce the death toll from gun violence, and it's simply gross negligence that we're not doing it on a national level. Again, not any particular incident I'm talking about, but if you look at the tragedies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center left 4 people dead and 3 others were wounded. The suspect is identified as Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore.
Our suspect is a lone female suspect, age 26, who had a last known address in Baltimore County. She has died at the hospital from a fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We do not at this time have a motive for this senseless crime in the investigation. Again, even though we're hours into this, it's still early in the investigation of this size and scope.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollins.
We know there are things that we can do to reduce the death toll from gun violence, and it's simply gross negligence that we're not doing it on a national level. Again, not any particular incident I'm talking about, but if you look at the tragedies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A lawyer for a woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault decades ago says she'd be willing to testify, but not on Monday.
Christine Blasey Ford's attorney says the insistence of Senate Republicans that she testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday is arbitrary. Monday is the day set by the committee to hear from Ford and Brett Kavanaugh. Ford's lawyer says her client will testify, probably next week, under terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Dr. Ford and her family have received death threats and had to go into hiding since she first came forward with her allegation, an allegation that Kavanaugh strongly denies. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Puerto Ricans are marking the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria with choirs, protests, and a funeral procession. The events are meant to remember those who died in the Category 4 storm. Also, it's meant to protest the conditions of tens of thousands who are still struggling in the aftermath. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People have been trying to figure out why a federal observatory had been shut down. And we finally have an answer. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
It turns out a child pornography investigation is the reason for the shutdown of the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, earlier this month. It reopened on Monday after it had been evacuated and shut down for 11 days. Federal court documents indicate it was shut down while agents investigated a janitor at the facility.